Welcome to What's Your Next Move, the podcast for peak performers who are making things happen but are running into roadblocks that prevent them from getting what they want. Whether you work for someone else, you're an entrepreneur, thinking about starting your own business, or at a point in your life where you just can't make the move from where you are to where you want to go, you're in the right place. This podcast is all about answering one question: what's your next move? And helping you harness your power so your next move is the one that changes your life. I'm your host and resident provocateur, Arlene Battisil, and I want to know, what's your next move? Hi there, I'm Arlene Battisil, your host and resident provocateur, and I have a very special guest for you today, something really unusual, both in terms of her story and what she's been doing, the kind of challenges that she's faced, and what her next moves were. So I want to welcome you, Eva Venari. I am so thrilled to have you here. And we had a great time in San Diego at the New Media Summit. And I'm really excited to have you here. And when we were just talking offline, I was showing you the notes that I made about the pitch that you made at the New Media Summit, where we were all pitching to the top 40 podcasting influencers. And I wrote down the specifics of your pitch, and it said, "Great story," with a big check mark next to it. I was like, "Yeah, baby, she's going to be on my show."
Oh, thank you, Arlene. No, this is so much fun. And it was. It was really interesting to hear everybody's story and to be present and to get to know everybody on a more personal level. No, this is really fantastic. I love what's become of that whole half a week.
Yeah.
Just no delving kidding. In.
Yeah. Really magnificent and amazing people. And it's incredible the stories that people were telling and, you know, what they're doing today and what their, you know, the backstory was and what their next moves were. And I'm actually not going to do my typical intro for you because, you know, my eyes were raised so wide when you were telling your story and talking about what you do. You had twists and turns in your story that I was not expecting at all. And so that's what we're going to share with our audience today. And we're going to take them on the journey that I went on with you over 2 minutes.
And there is so much more. So I'm thrilled. I love to share this. So thank you.
That's so great. So, okay, as I usually start each episode with my guests, why don't you talk to me about what you're doing right now and where you're at in your life?
Okay. Yeah. What I'm doing now is bridging that gap between the holistic medicine world and the Western medicine world. And I do something called hair mineral analysis and nutritional balancing. And
okay, wait a minute. Say that again really slow. What do you do? Because that's what I was thinking. Like, wait a minute. What did you just say? Say that really slow.
Well, I wanted to put it in a framework. So we get our blood tested. We find out what's going on with our cholesterol. We find out what's going on with our blood pressure. We like are constantly at this end of what's going on with our body. And my question is, why aren't we testing our hair? There's so much you can tell. Yeah.
Okay. Let me make sure I have this right. So my head is still spinning a little from when you said this in San Diego. So you do what's called hair mineral analysis, which
That's
means
it.
You take, is that kind of like DNA stuff?
It can be used to get DNA information, but I don't look at DNA at all. Most people are familiar with it for drug testing or if there's a case, like a legal case, you know, they use it for forensics. They've been using it for forensics for years. But okay. There's more information that you can tell about minerals and the health of your body by looking at a little bit of your hair.
Okay, so if I wash my hair, I'm assuming that, you know, I buy the cheapy drugstore shampoo and I scrub my head and then it all gets washed away and my hair is clean. Are you saying that that's not true?
Well, I mean, there's, so yes, it's clean, but the hair analysis goes a little deeper. So the hair strand itself is slightly absorbent, not that much. Most of the information comes from what we're getting rid of. So your hair has to grow out just like your fingernails. And it's a direct representation of everything that you are absorbing into the body, like food, water, air, you know, anything that you take in, your body uses. It doesn't judge and go, hey, this is good, that's bad, I'm going to use the good. uses everything, and then it gets rid of the rest, and it goes into our soft tissue, which is the hair and the nails. So it's really great to be able to see how is the body processing out all of this stuff. And that's what we're looking at, not the health of the hair. It's the health of the body.
Oh my God. Okay. I think I'm going to be sick right now because if you take a strand of my hair and you come back and you show me one of these pictures that makes me want to throw up. This is so not good, because what you're going to tell me is, Arlene, this is all the shit that's living in your skin. And then you're going to make me go and do things. I'm going to have to give up things that I love. I'm going to have to stop doing things that are really bad for me. And you're going to tell me, okay, you need to go into this 3-step detox program so that you have clean hair, which means you have a clean body and your soft tissue isn't storing all this shit that's going to kill you. Is that about right?
It gets better.
Okay, I'm all ears.
So it's actually very, very low key and very simple. I mean, all these things that grandma and mom said, hey, when you were a child growing up, get enough rest, make sure you drink some water, you know, go to bed on time. You know, don't work so hard. All of these things, they actually matter to our adulthood. And somehow, as we age, we're thinking, oh, we're supposed to be hard workers. We're supposed to be constantly on the move. We're supposed to be eating on the go. It's like these little lifestyle factors. And so I give a new framework that is yet familiar, because that's what you kind of did when we were children, and that supports the body and its healing. So we're just bringing back what we already know how to do to take care of ourselves, in addition to taking some minerals and eating, making sure that we're loving ourselves. It's really, really simple. So there's no detox flush. There's never a meal replacement that you have to make sure you take, or just eating real food, taking some supplements, and being mindful of what you're doing every day. It's super simple.
And then do you do, and now that we're getting more serious about this, now, okay, so do you do like a pre and post test where somebody will do this analysis, or you'll do the analysis, and then after some period of time they come back and they can do the analysis again, because that then can actually prove to them that the actions that they took did end up producing a certain result that was good for their body?
That's exactly true. So most people, you know, when they're doing some sort of a flush, or, you know, like the miracle diet or the weekend, whatever, it only is working with that current metabolism layer. Mm. And yeah, this is all about restructuring the body's base mineral balance. And here's the thing. I'm going to get to the answers of the question, but the basis of it is we all think that we're born somehow perfectly formed. And the truth is, the imbalances that our mom had are passed to us in the womb. As we're born with imbalances. And then we spend our whole life overcoming them. So just doing this form of healthcare for a month or two isn't actually long enough. Most adults need about 2 years, 2 full years. And so, yes, you do your first test. You see how the body is stressed and what it needs to heal. You then give that body, you meet it where it is, and then it takes 3 to 4 months for an adjustment to show in the hair, you know, and then from there you'll need to update your supplements. And so you do this retesting every 3 to 4 months over the period of about 2 years, and by then this is when the body becomes really, really strong. In my experience, what I hear from clients are, Eva, I feel so much stronger, I feel back to normal, or I even feel better than I ever had before. I've had people regrow hair. I've had people, stop feeling their fibromyalgia, like me. I had that instance myself. My mom, she stopped experiencing arthritis. She had arthritis in her hands. So, but all of these different things, it's so comprehensive. Anyways, that, yes, you do retest. You see what?
Holy crap. Okay, wait, I want to make sure I'm understanding this right, because, you know, I when I was in school and I had to go to science or math, I, of course, was, you know, absent that day. That meant all of my educational years, I just sort of passed right past math and science. And so when you talk to me about science, I I just want to kill myself. Like, yeah, no, I'm not feeling this science stuff. But I do find it fascinating, because if your hair is, in a way, the window into not the soul, but rather the body, which then has an effect on the soul, and the soul has an effect on the body. If you're discovering, are you actually discovering the kind of ailments that people have. Like, you can do this analysis of the hair, and without the person telling you anything about their health, you can actually pretty well guesstimate or know with certainty what challenges they're faced with health-wise?
Yeah, there's a lot of times when, you know, when they receive an intake form from me and they fill it out, they fill out up to 100 different, they can circle up to 100 different diagnoses and symptoms. And I can make sense of those for them. And that's something that they anticipate during the consultation. What they don't anticipate is how reflective the body is towards our emotional state and our mental state. Mm-hmm. And so I'll just give you an example. There is a ratio on the test called calcium to magnesium. We're getting into science again. But depending on where the results lie on that test, I can tell if a person is holding on to a way of life, a belief, something that's no longer working for them, and their resistance to making that change. And I'll bring it up just like that. I say, look, there's something in your life that is needing to be changed. You have made the decision to do it, but you haven't actually done it yet. And they always, 100% of the time, yeah, you're right. I've been wanting to change jobs, and they don't expect that. So it's really cool.
Okay, so now let me be the devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
I know, you know, my audience, they're going to say, yeah, you sound like a hair tarot card reader, and I fill out the form and I come walking in and you check to see whether or not I'm wearing a wedding ring, and it doesn't look like I'm all haggard because I've got children. And then I give you the form that has all my information. And it's, oh yeah, it's one of these generic things of, oh, I think maybe you've been struggling with a decision you need to make in your life. It's like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock, it's called life.
Not everybody has it. That's the thing. And you can tell. So when you're looking at that particular, you know, ratio, there's things to know. And then there's individual levels that can give you some information. Like, a lot of people have copper toxicity. And so I can see if a copper toxicity is present in layers, then I know the person is struggling with maybe some anger or some irritation. And you think, oh, everybody's got some anger in them. Not like copper toxic people. They have such an urge to express themselves and an inability to be patient for others to a degree that they're not functioning well.
Right.
You know, yeah, there's an awful lot of focus on the pain that they feel in their body. And so mm-hmm. there's just all of this emotional and mental, it's like a lack of discord, right? They're not really in alignment between what they think and what they feel. And then they don't know what to do about it. A lot of people, when they come to find me, they've already been to 12 doctors. They've already been to the chiropractor, the massage therapist, and things are not working quite as well as they thought it should.
Right.
And a lot of times I say, I don't know what else to do. I'm at a loss.
Wow. Am I understanding this correctly, that by analyzing the hair to determine the minerals and the extent to which those minerals are present in the hair, which means they are in the body, that those minerals actually can cause certain emotions?
Yeah. So there's that mind-body connection that everyone talks about. What we think affects how we feel and what our body is doing healing-wise. Well, I do a mind-body connection presentation where I talk about how the toxicity in our body can lead to certain thoughts in our head. And it absolutely is true. And why not? I mean, we're the Trinity, right? So it's the body, it's the mind, it's the heart.
Right.
And those three things, they work together and they affect each other. They're not just independent.
So when people have this done, do you recommend a regimen of something that they should do in response to it? Because obviously they get the results and, you know, it's, what do I do now? So
right.
You would be giving them basically, here are their marching orders. This is what needs to happen in order for you to change XYZ things, either in their body or in their emotions.
It is. And since they're approaching me, I mean, I try to stay in my lane. Everything that I do is very, very physical. And in other words, I coach on, let's look at what you're eating. Let's look at your lifestyle. Let's look at the supplements. And so I'll recommend a certain regimen of supplements and coach them along the way as they have what's called healing reactions. And that's
what is that? Healing?
Healing reactions. Yeah. So this is when, I know, the concept is actually really simple. We know what we're supposed to do every day, and we know what doesn't get done. We know what's left on the table, what, you know, and how much energy and how much time it takes to do all of those things.
Right.
And it nags at us, right? There's like a stress that says, I didn't get that done. Gosh, I really need to get that done. Well, the body does the same thing. Wow. And the innate manages all of this. It's the great communicator within the body. And so it knows what illnesses, bacteria infections, it knows viral, you know, that needs to be cleared out, but maybe an antibiotic really didn't clear out. It knows what imbalance needs to be corrected, and it puts them in a sense of priority. And as we take in those minerals that are recommended, the body gains energy. So just like when you're installing a piece of software on your computer or an app on your phone, right? It goes from, you'll see it go from 0 to 100%. It doesn't start installing until it gets to 100%.
Right.
Body does the same thing. So it gathers up all of this energy and it goes, oh, I know what the next thing it is that I need to do. And it, once the energy is 100%, it has everything it needs to heal. The body starts the healing reaction and does not stop until it's over. And, right? It's cool. So you're not having to be in control anymore of, oh, I think I need to do a liver cleanse, or I need to do a gut cleanse, or I need to do this cleanse or that cleanse. You no longer have to worry about it because your body knows exactly what it's supposed to do.
And so really, this is actually a shortcut to understanding what it is that you need to be doing right now. Because I know a lot of times what people do is they see something on TV, or they watch a video on Facebook, or it's so-and-so says they're juicing and this one is trying this nutritional supplement. And then, you know, they're buying out half of the vitamin department at Whole Foods. Yes. And, you know, they're just throwing money at stuff thinking that somehow some of this stuff is going to work. And of course, they're never going off to a doctor. They're just being influenced by all of the advertising, which can be in the form of, you know, testimonials from friends or referrals from friends. And so by having this analysis done on the hair, you then actually have a roadmap that is telling you, okay, this is where you are right now, and this is where you, this is your destination, and this is the road that you're going to take to get you there. Is that accurate?
Yep, it makes it super simple, really, really easy. And I love that part of it. And I don't even see it as a shortcut. I see it as finally opening the blinds and letting the light in. Now we can see clearly.
Right.
Because there's a ton of fads out there. There's a ton of trends that come along. And not that they can't be included. It's just a matter of when is the right time. You know, you hear from people, oh, I took my vitamin B12 shot. Well, there's a certain time in your body's metabolism healing that B12 is actually an inflammatory and is counterproductive to your healing. And if you don't know that, then you're just throwing good money after bad.
Right. So, so obviously this is able to address both physical conditions and emotional condition. So let's say somebody is struggling with, you know, an anxiety disorder, or they have panic attacks, or they're suffering from PTSD. Tell me the relationship between these two things. Here is somebody who's suffering emotionally, and by analyzing their hair, what is it that we would come to understand about what's happening for them emotionally?
Oh, the body is so terrific in trying to protect us and keep us always at least alive. And so I went through this. I have some PTSD that I had to go through from an experience that I had. And then anxiety and depression, insomnia, fibromyalgia, all of that was part of my discussion, my internal issues that I had. And here's the thing. As your body is depleted, you no longer have the energy to think about and recover from these issues. It takes thought. It takes time. It takes an emotional, I call it a freeway. You know, it has to be opened up long enough for you to be able to move parts around and feel like you can process. And that takes energy. And if you don't have the base core energy from your body to give that to you, you're going to have a hard time thinking about and processing these things. So here's what I'm noticing. That's what I notice with myself. It's what I notice with my clients. We need to give them energy in order for them to process these things. And it's all about the physical. It's all about, let's make sure that your body is getting the nutrient minerals that it needs. then you start to feel a little bit better for a period of time. You get to a moment of clarity and you can think more clearly. I remember a time when I couldn't even pull a memory out of my head because I was so tired and I had a lot of mercury. Mm-hmm. So once the mercury started to come down, now I could put together thoughts better. I didn't have a delay in my conversations anymore. And I could process what I needed to as they came up. And here's the cool thing also, you don't have to force a healing. So a lot of times, not that talk therapy is ineffective, but it can be if you have a physical imbalance that's keeping you from being able to get there. Right. And so, yeah. And the really cool thing is just like with the physical, you know, the bacteria and the virus infections that clear out, emotional clearings happen on the program also. And I'll share with you my very first healing reaction was an emotional one. So 5 weeks in, I started in December of 2010. In January, I remember sitting in bed, and 7 years prior, my grandmother had passed away. And I remember sitting at the funeral and feeling completely dull inside. Mm-hmm. I couldn't access that point of, I should feel sorrow. I should feel something about she's dead. You know, I should feel that. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, I must become a callous thing because I can't feel anything. And so 5 weeks in January 2011, I remember sitting in bed and all of a sudden her face washes over my mind's eye and I could see her and I started to feel all of this just, I lost her, you know, that came over me. And it took 5 minutes. It's not like you have to go through the whole thing all over again, but that not remorse, but you know, when you feel that sense of loss came over and then it was gone, it washed through me. And that was my first emotional and actually my very first healing reaction on the program.
Wow.
Yeah.
And have you done this with anyone who has experienced PTSD or other forms of trauma?
I have. Trauma as something that causes such a dysfunction in the body. I call it a cavitation. It's that difference between what you feel and what you think about something, that it really does break down the body's inner workings. And if we can manually put the minerals back in to help support, you know, a new way of thinking, that, yeah, the traumas, they come to the surface. And that's when I reach out to my partners and I say, okay, this person needs a clearing, or, you know, I send them off onto another practitioner for just a time to help with that trauma, because they could need talk therapy at that point. They could need an adjustment of another sort. And so it just depends on feeling out what they're comfortable with, who they go to. So sometimes it's a support center. Sometimes it's a group. Sometimes it's an individual. Sometimes they just do meditation. It just depends on what the conversation leads us to what they need.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go back in time because I know there are a couple of things, well, there are many things that have happened to you, some health-wise, which produce emotional distress, and also what happened with your ex-husband, and I want to touch on those things. But how is it that you came to even discover this thing called hair analysis? Because this is really fascinating. I may hate science, but you know, I have enough people in my life that are really suffering physically, and I'm just sitting here going click, 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 click in my head thinking about, oh my God, you know, what do you have to lose by having your hair analyzed? You know what I mean? And so how did you come to even know that such a thing like this existed and then decide to do it for yourself?
It was a journey of discovery. It took more than 10 years. And my health had declined early. I was told I was infertile by the age of 20. I had scarlet fever. I experienced pain in my body that was finally diagnosed as fibromyalgia. And it took 10 years to be diagnosed with chronic fatigue and all of these things that are invisible illnesses. And the doctors were not as helpful as I wanted them to be. I kept going to them. I said, please help me figure out what this is for me. And one of them turned his back on me and said, it's all in your head. I think you're a hypochondriac. And he wrote his notes on, and I was like, I never returned to him again. I thought, that's not helpful. I need help. And I had another doctor. I had a herniated disc in my L4-5. And this, I went to have an MRI done, and this doctor, who was in a wheelchair, he read the MRI and he says, you know, you'll probably end up in a wheelchair by the age of 35. So this was, you know, a while ago.
I know for a fact that you're not in a wheelchair.
I'm not. And I love dancing in heels. So, you know, and I don't have the problem with my back the way that I used to. But this was 5 years prior to 35. And he's in a wheelchair himself. And he's sitting there writing out a prescription. And I go, well, what can I do about this pain? And he says, take an Advil. And he tears off the prescription. And I go, Advil is something over the counter. What do I need the prescription for? He hands it to me. And I go, and he goes, well, this is for the depression. And I said, I'm not that depressed about this. And he goes, no, but you will be.
Wow.
I tore that up. I know it was just, it was good information for me. I went, all right, I do not want to be in a wheelchair. I do not want to take drugs. I do not want to believe these people. So it became this a hunt. I was just convinced. I says, you know what? There's got to be something. There has to be a core, something that can give me insight, something that can tell me what's really going on. And at the time I was raising our girls, you know, the ex and I, we broke up right after the second child was born. And so I was raising them pretty much on my own. And at this time they were under the age of 10, they were little. And I just, there's a lot of stress. You've got to keep the job up. You've got to keep your appearances to the world. And at the time I was working in natural stone, whole different industry.
Right.
Yeah. Lots of pressure and stress. So yeah, I was up with insomnia, blessed with it is what I say, blessed with insomnia at 3 o'clock in the morning and searching. And I took the search string on Google of every single symptom and diagnosis that I had and let it reveal to me what the, you know, the results of that search was. And it somehow stumbled upon this article that to anyone else's eye who couldn't relate to it was a very long, dry article about science.
Yeah, you know, I didn't read that one.
No.
I skipped to the comics.
But if you were in pain and it started to talk about you and it started to describe what you were going through, it might have captured your eye like it did mine. And it just really revealed it could be everything to do with the balance of minerals in my body and the toxicity level of what was going on. And that was an eye opener. And so because it was 3 o'clock in the morning, I couldn't call the practitioner that was local to me. So I waited till morning and she thanked me for that. And I called her up and I convinced her. I said, I'm your next client. I want to do this. And it just made sense. If you give your body what it needs, it'll heal itself. And I thought, I just need to figure out this. I need to get what's in my hair so that I can see clearly what I need and then go about my business. So I started to do in the 2010 in December, I started that process and it was 9 months. About 9 months later that, I'm on the phone with my ex-husband and he starts to complain about symptoms that he's got. And we're just catching up and he's sharing with me. He's like, yeah, you know, I knew about the, he had hepatitis C and heart prolapse and he had become as big round as he was tall. And he called it puffiness. He says, I'm swollen. I says, no, there's something else going on. Right. He says, yeah, I've got now diabetes. And of course I know that that's correctable, diabetes type 2, you can correct that with lifestyle and diet. And I says, you know, I'm learning how to do this. I just got my certification, nutritional balancing and hair mineral analysis. Why don't you let me help you? I really, really want you to get healthy. You know, and that's, you know, a lot of, I think there's, I get a lot of raised eyebrows about that's part of the story because people are like, you want to help your ex-husband? Mm-hmm. Yeah. he's a human being too. The father to my kids, our kids. And I wanted him to stick around to be able to take care of them the way that he wanted to. And, so I remember him being in this conversation and I offered the help and he laughed at me and he goes, no. My doctors have me. Don't worry about it. And it was two weeks later, I get the phone call from our older daughter who was there with him in Las Vegas. And she could not seem to get it together enough to tell me what had happened. She was just sobbing, bitter, bitter tears. And finally she said, Dad's gone. That's gone.
Wait a minute. So, your daughter told you
that she was there
and your ex-husband was gone?
Yes. Yeah. She called me.
And how old was she at the time?
Oh, I want to say 13, 14. It was a month before her birthday. So she would have been 14 in August.
Jesus.
Yeah. Devastating. For all of us, it was a time when she had made a decision to go move in with her father.
Oh my God.
So she had just moved there about 3 weeks prior. And all he did was go into the hospital to get kidney stones removed. He wanted, you know, you can have them ultrasounded so that they break up easier and you can pee them out better. And they gave him something to calm him down before the procedure. And within 20 minutes, he was gone. They couldn't revive him.
Okay, that just took my breath away. Wow. Okay, that it was really, really breathtaking. And how long a time was it? I mean, that wasn't very long after the two of you split up, right?
We had been divorced for 12 years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a separation of time, but we were still in contact with each other for the girls. Right. And he had remarried for a little while and then divorced. And so he was at the time divorced. And the girls were it for him. You know, he was living his life to be a part of their life. And Courtney wanted, and I wanted, and he wanted her to be there with him for the rest of her duration through high school and finish that. And that couldn't happen. Now, there's bitter tears. It was, you know, he didn't have a will. And so for me, I had to go and take care of his entire estate and make sure Courtney was settled. And yeah, it was a lot of mess. So, and that was the turning point for me. I went, I can't just do this for myself. I cannot just make myself better and be in the world. I now know I need to make sure people know about this and what it can do for them prior to these types of events. Dennis died of a massive heart attack. His body let out. Whatever it was that they gave him intravenously should not have put him in that state of, you know, dire straits. It should have been enough just to calm him down a bit to go through the procedure, but it wasn't. He was just too far gone. So I'm trying to catch people before they get to that point.
Yeah, no kidding. And there was no indication leading up to this event that this was that he was on track for this to happen.
He had been diagnosed with many different things and was, like he said, in the care of his doctors on 17 different medications, which is a huge load on the kidneys and the liver. And that hadn't been taken into consideration somehow. And he was kept complaining and putting his faith in the doctors. You can for certain things.
Right.
But I think when it came to the healing process of what he was anticipating, it was just too much to ask. Right. And so I'm all about putting the care, like putting the integrity of your healthcare back in the hands of the individual so that they can take information in and really be in charge of what to do next.
Right, for sure. Now, let me ask you something. I'm curious about this because is there anything that you can infer from the results, and maybe this is a dangerous question to ask and, you know, answer it as you see fit, but, you know, the number one thing that I think everyone worries about in life is cancer and, you know, the magic bullet, the missing magic bullet for cancer. And, you know, there's all this speculation around that, yeah, there actually is a cure for cancer, but the medical establishment and the pharmaceutical industry have no interest in curing cancer because it is such a profitable illness. And so, you know, as I'm hearing you tell the story about what happened to your ex-husband and thinking about all of these things, these ailments that he had along the way, I'm, you know, of course, jumping to the, you know, the big C and saying, you know, is there anything that a person could be learning from understanding what's in the hair that ties to cancer, or that they might have the ability to know whether or not there is something out there for them that if they knew today might change the entire trajectory of their life?
Yeah. And there's a huge conversation around that, because just taking mineral supplements is not going to be enough to cure cancer if you have it already, but cancer is an autoimmune disorder. And if we can improve the immune system of the body, then you can essentially avoid getting into the place where you have cancer. So I don't diagnose it, and I don't actually see it on a test. And I'll kind of share with you, I lost my mother back in January of 2015. Mm-hmm. And she died of pancreatic cancer, and she was somebody who was on the program off and on. And at some point prior to being diagnosed with cancer, I had retested her hair, and all of her macro mineral levels were showing signs of completely exiting the body. She was dumping a ton of calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium. It was all leaving her. And I thought she was headed towards a healing reaction of what's called four lows, but it wasn't. And that's like, I can't diagnose. And that was really hard for me to see what was going on in her hair and not know until she went to the doctor to get diagnosed. And they had misdiagnosed her for 6 months until it was too late. Finally, we figured out what it was. But yeah, I can't see cancer. What I can do is help improve the immune system. And if a person follows the program well, then they can improve it. And there's still no guarantee that what they've done or what they've been exposed to can keep you from developing it. But every little thing you can do to improve the immune system, I just like, why wouldn't you do it if you could?
Well, yeah. And the thing too is that, you know, there are so many cancers that exist that are environmental related that when I use the word environmental, that also includes what we're ingesting in terms of air, food, water, you name it. And so if given that we know for a fact that cancer is, some cancers are caused by these things, or you become much more susceptible to it if we have the ability to remove those elements from our system, if we're aware that they are there and know what they are, then why would you not do that? I mean, exactly. That makes perfect sense, but obviously, you know, I've never heard of something like this before. And so, and I'm sure most of the people listening have never heard of this before. And so let me ask you, when you were going through all of the physical challenges that you were having, which no doubt were creating, you know, extreme physical discomfort or pain, which then of course migrates into the emotions, which, you know, create a whole shit show for you in terms of how your quality of life is and, you know, your outlook on life. And at the point that you were discovering for yourself, okay, this is what's in my system and this is what I need to do to address that. I mean, one of the things that I like about the whole idea of the hair analysis is that if the hair reveals things, I mean, there is science behind it in the same way that we're looking at DNA results that are extracted from the hair. And yeah, sometimes they can be wrong, maybe, but not very often. I mean, DNA is what is being used to prove certain things and disprove other things. And so the science of hair makes sense and is there, and there is data to support that. And I'm thinking, okay, when you had this done for yourself and began making the changes that you knew were related to what was discovered in the hair analysis, how long did it take for you to feel the effects of the things that you were changing? Like, the first effects were felt after what period of time? What were the effects, and how did you feel in response to that? And then, of course, what was your next move now that you've had this discovery?
Yeah. And I'm an overachiever. So at least, I kind of delved in very deeply and with gusto of taking these supplements and making sure I was drinking enough water and taking on whatever advice that practitioner gave me. And I didn't listen to the moment when she said, start slowly. And I didn't quite know what it meant. And I didn't ask her, what does that mean? So my very first experience, I started taking supplements on Monday. I started taking them with every single meal. And by Wednesday, I was so locked up with toxins being released from my body that I couldn't move. And I called her and I said, well, I don't know what happened. I feel terrible. And she goes, well, did you start slowly? And I go, I don't know what that means. So probably not. What do I do? So, you know, for me, it was, I'm overboard on that communication with my clients. And when I hear their feedback, you know, I had one person start on the program. He was completely underweight by about 30 pounds for his height, Mm-hmm. And he was not digesting well, and things were flushing out too quickly, let's say. So he wasn't absorbing anything. And within a couple of days, he told me that within 3 or 4 days, things settled down in his digestive tract, and he started to put on weight within a couple of weeks, to a proper weight. So you can receive physical changes almost immediately. It just depends on what the person needs. Mm-hmm. So I equate this to the whole Leaning Tower of Pisa. You know, if you're built on some sand that's sifty, and you know that the building is somewhat, you know, tilting and leaning, you're off balance, you know, so we want to put back on balance. And so if we remember how the Leaning Tower was corrected, they had to put scaffolding up, they had to put weights on one side. It took them years to figure this out, and they pulled out the sifty ground underneath, and they put in cement so that it was nice and, you know, firm on the ground. But they didn't correct the lean too much because they like their tourism. Mm-hmm. So I want people to come and take that famous picture of them leaning up again, pushing up against the tower, you know, but now it's safe again. It's a strong structure again. And so I equate, you know, what the body needs to receive, those minerals that comes in, you're building scaffolding, and we don't know where that correction needs to happen. First, second, third, the body knows. And right. So it could take a person 6 months before they actually start to have healing reactions. Just depends on what we need to build up first along the way. Or you could have a healing reaction like I did within a couple of days.
Right. Providing you just don't go overboard and do it all at once. Now, just a saying there. Now, let me ask you about the supplements, because everybody and their brother is out there selling supplements. They're all over Facebook. They're all over the internet. Everybody's got them at GNC, you know, the whatever that store is in the mall. And, you know, nobody knows what's in these things. They just hear that this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take vitamins and all this kind of crap. So my first question is, why is it that we're not able to get what we need just strictly from food? Why are the supplements important? Why are vitamins important?
This is a huge topic of discussion, and the amount of minerals that we're supposed to get from our food. Yes, we are supposed to be able to just eat and drink water, because there's minerals in our water too. Mm-hmm. And even there's minerals in the air. So we're supposed to be able to just live and be and eat our food and have everything that we need to. The problem has arisen from over farming and the processing of food. We're depleting the quality of food, and have been for decades, right, to the point where we have, I don't even know the statistic anymore, because it's changed so drastically just from the few years ago that I was reading the stats. It's like less than 1% of the total vitamins and minerals that we were supposed to have even 50 years ago. It's just gone. Yeah. And so there's no way we would have to eat so much food. And the problem with that is then you end up with, you know, weight issues and an inability to digest the food as we bring it in. So we have to supplement. And the question then becomes, like you said, with what? And there's a lot of choice out there. We want to get to where our body is storing those toxins and replace the toxins with the preferred minerals. And you do that with chelated minerals as opposed to the gluconate minerals. And the difference between the two is something that I talk about as somebody gets started with me on the program. But like, that's the price difference between some minerals that you find at GNC and some that you find maybe at the local grocery store. One of them is the equivalent of having a cup of coffee and getting through your day with energy. That's the sugar or the gluconate, you know, mm-hmm. delivered. And the other one is the same as getting a good night's sleep and making sure that you are rested for your day and can have the energy that gets you through the day so that you're not exhausted at the end. That's the chelated mineral. So the difference is quite vast. Yeah. So quality of the minerals that matter.
Right. And you know, when we were just talking about the food and how little, you know, how little of the minerals we're getting that we need, which I think is often translated into nutrition, because we talk about the nutritional qualities of food, but in fact, it is the minerals, because when you look at the back of the label of, you know, supplements or other things that you buy wherever you buy them, and of course you need a magnifying glass to read the back of those bottles, they're not actually intended for anyone to read them, because quite frankly, when you think about it, there isn't actually anything in them. and so, you know, it, you look at food packaging today and you see what's actually contained, the ingredients, because a lot of times there are different things added to food, all of the different additives, but they aren't actually nutritional in nature or the necessary minerals that we need to be operating in a peak way. None of that stuff exists in food anymore. And we have been so dumbed down around our food that we don't even understand what's supposed to be in the food and how it used to be there and what has happened as a result and what you now have to do in response to that, so that it actually is no joke that people do need supplements. But the real question is, how does a person, when you've got 50,000 choices and no one knows the science around this stuff or behind this stuff, how do you make an educated decision about what you would select?
As far as the foods that you're buying at the grocery store, or the supplements?
Supplements, because if we start from the assumption that you're never going to get that stuff out of the food that you're eating and that you must have the supplements, and, you know, I as a vegetarian am probably even more at risk, because when you look at, you know, the way food for vegetarians is grown and the amount of pesticide and the amount of, you know, all of the stuff that's being used in the dirt to help this stuff grow faster and all this kind of stuff, you know, I'm at risk, and anybody who eats meat is at risk because of what's being done to the animals before they're taken to slaughter and so forth. And so if we're all in a state where, okay, we need to get serious about taking supplements because what we're eating is not giving us what we need or enough of what we need, how would I, as, you know, the average consumer who hates math and science and doesn't want to spend the time reading anything, I just want someone to tell me, okay, watch out for this, don't go for that, you want to look at this, you want to look at that. And I know you don't want to be on the hook for making recommendations and so forth, but I mean, think of me as the average consumer, because that's everybody out there. They're just listening to, you know, their neighbor or their best friend say, oh, I took this stuff and it's really great, and it's this orange drink and it, you know, I feel wonderful. It's like, yay, I'm gonna feel wonderful too.
Oh my goodness. And that happens a lot. There's peer pressure to take on a meat-free diet, and it's not necessarily the best thing for everyone. And mm-hmm. we have to look at that too. Like mm-hmm. if I go meat-free, I feel anemic. I feel anemic. I feel like I have to have it. So I source it from places that are not feeding the beef or the, you know, whatever the animal it is that I choose to consume. I make sure that it's grass finished, and there's a difference between grass finished and grass fed animals. And I actually will go to other countries who have banned the big M word products from their pastures. So I had to educate myself and make sure that I was getting clean food. And you could really taste the difference between mm-hmm. something that has been farmed, raised in the United States, even if it's on organic feed, because organic, I don't know if you've seen the reports,
a lot of really, it's so fake. You know what? They just left out a couple of letters. Either it's organic or it's not. And it's like, yeah, the not and the organic are exactly the same thing. They just have a different word in the label, right?
But even the stuff that they're paying for, or, you know, they pay to use that term organic. They're certified, right? Yeah, it's a United States certification. So they have to be tested. And the organic testing has proven that even though they grew their whatever, their product without pesticides, without, you know, all the chemicals that are not, without GMOs, because of the pollination, the cross-pollination, there's wind, right? It carries stuff. So it's like, we can't seem to avoid having it in our water and having it in our foods. Right. So it's the best thing that we can do is, eliminate as much as we can in our own personal environment, but make your body as strong as possibly can. Right. And that's what I'm all about. Yeah. The more we can improve that immune system, the stronger we can make the cellular structure, the more productivity we can get out of our body, because it wants to function for us.
Right. Of course. Yeah. Now, let me ask you, you have mentioned a few times throughout the course of our conversation, you were talking about a program. And so can you walk me through how that works? Because if somebody says, okay, Eva, I really want to know, like if I said to you, I want to know what's in my system because I'm very invested in what's in my body. I pay very careful attention to what I put in my body. And I'm not a fitness person, but what I do to make sure that my body is operating as well as it can physically, because I always feel better when I do that. And for me, I row in the marina where I live. And so I row every single morning for an hour. And it's not like being on the rowing machine. It's being on the water rowing and not a rowboat. It's like rowing in the Olympics, people. And so it's really important to me that I do that. And I know how I feel when I don't. And so, you know, for someone like me who is not fitness conscious and not even so much health conscious, but you know, I'm of an age where I have to pay attention to what I'm doing now around my body. Not that I didn't before, but I especially need to do that. And so for me, I come to you and I say, Eva, I want to do this hair analysis because I'm really fascinated by this. But then what are you talking about in terms of a program?
So the how it works, because I have clients all over the country and in other parts of the world. So I can work with anyone no matter where they are. Mm-hmm. And they receive the hair test kit in the mail. Mm-hmm. It shows them how to prepare their hair, how to cut it, and they send it back to me. Within a couple of weeks, the program can then begin. And what that looks like is I get the lab's results back from the lab and I analyze it. We sit down over a remote presentation. Mm-hmm. And we walk through what the test means to you so that you have some responsibility to the information. Like the more you know, the more responsible you are to yourself. Just like, you know, you're talking about, I know I need to exercise. If you know you need certain minerals for a certain reason, then you're more likely to take them. Mm-hmm. And we walk through the process of how to start. Like, what does it mean to start slowly? And then we look at the diet and we get always, I'm meeting the client where they are. So whoever I'm speaking to, I'm like, okay, what are you doing right now? How much water are you drinking? And then what's the next step to get them to the more ideal? So there's always a difference between what is recommended as an ideal and where they are. And if I can close that gap over time, mm-hmm. that's the program. So the program is about learning what you need, riding that edge of slightly uncomfortable change mm-hmm. towards knowing that you're creating a better body for your future.
Right.
That is the program. And so you're taking the supplements and just taking stock into what you do and what can I change to be better.
Now, I know you said about how you overdid it in the beginning with what you were doing once you discovered what it was. And that's likely to be what I would do. So I thank you for the caution up front. But now yeah. let me ask you about the emotional impacts that once you start making these changes as a result of what you have discovered in this analysis of your hair, yes, there are the physical changes and there can be discomfort around what's happening to you physically, because in a sense you are detoxing or you yes. are adding things into your body that you may have not experienced in the past, but are essential to the health and well-being of your body. But as you're going through that process, what's happening to you emotionally, if anything?
Everybody has a different experience, and it's interesting to me, and I love the conversations as a person progresses farther along on the program. Maybe between test one and two, it's all about the supplements. It's all about the diet. It's all about the physicalness of making sure that you're getting enough water. And it's like all of that physical attention goes into learning about what do I need to do. Mm-hmm. Then somewhere between, like, there's a test two and a three and a test four. So as they get further along, there's inevitably a phone call where a revealing of new energy, new insights, or a conscious awareness that they now have the energy to experience mm-hmm. that they didn't have the energy to experience before. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened to me too. Because I noticed that as my body became stronger minerally, that cellular structure was able to support me, my chakra center started to align. And I was not a woo-woo person.
Right.
And I started to notice that I had abilities to heal chakra centers and read Akashic records. And then we were getting into a conversation that's kind of this strange, you know? Mm-hmm. And so these gifts started to develop in me. It's no shock that they start to develop in clients also. And so they want to talk more about meditation and maybe the multidimensional world. And mm-hmm. yeah, it's really interesting what happens.
Well, it almost seems like the body is the body's ability to access what is available to it, both emotionally and physically, is actually hampered or blocked by the toxins that are in our system. And that yes. were you to rid yourself of all of that stuff, and we're not talking about, you know, a flush or a juicing. We're talking about something that is, in my understanding of it, very much about a realignment of the body with the optimal number of and quantity of minerals that make up the human body. It's all about the science of the human body and its composition. And all of us are walking around with that composition being completely screwed up because of the world that we live in.
I agree. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why I do this work, because I know for most people, it starts with the physical. And where do we go? We go to the doctor and we get a prescription mm-hmm. medication. So it's yeah. like, if I can educate, if I can get into office spaces, if I can get into listeners, you know, and have them hear this message, it's like, there's more to your healing. There's more to your connectedness. There's more to your spirituality. Mm-hmm. And healing that needs to happen in order for us to feel whole and to right. know that we're here with purpose. So,
right. And for you emotionally, as you were going through this journey in your life where, you know, going back to the time where you were experiencing so many physical challenges and then, you know, the breakup with your husband and then the death of what was then your ex-husband and then your daughter and, you know, her letting you know and her decision, I mean, to go live with him and all of this kind of stuff there, it sounds like there was at a time and perhaps over time, a tremendous amount of emotional upset that when you were going through this process of, shall we say, realigning yourself or creating a composition of your body physically and with the minerals being, you know, the proper quantity and type and so forth. Did you feel that with the emotional upset and then this, you know, change in what you were doing with your body, that your emotions leveled out or what was happening to you emotionally? Because obviously you were in a very extreme state of distress because of your physical condition and then what was happening in your family. And then now this change takes place in your body. Talk to me a little bit about just the journey that you went on emotionally.
It's a big journey because you go from having that, or at least for me, it was a victimhood. I had to learn new ways of thinking, new ways of understanding information, new ways of expressing myself. And there were things that were taught to me as a child to, you know, that stuck with me through an adult that didn't serve me as an adult. And I had to relearn those things simply like, you know, I used to be very hungry as a child and every couple of hours, people make fun of me like, I can't believe you're hungry again. I tell my mom, I'm hungry. And this really was because I was growing up with food that wasn't as nutritious as it needed to be. So mm-hmm. you eat, you even physically feel full, but your body is saying, I need more. And so I was hungry. So she would say, well, you just ate, you don't need to eat again. You know, so I learned to not listen to my body, but instead to watch a clock. And I think a lot of us get into that state. Mm-hmm. And so the more we can be in alignment with really listening to what it is our body's telling us, that's helpful. And the other one that was huge was communication, just learning how to vocalize my emotions so that I wasn't expecting people to read between the lines and drop hints. Mm-hmm. Dropping hints to try to get me what I wanted. I had to learn to be direct. And that's a muscle. That's really difficult the first time you do it. First several times you do it, maybe the first, you know, it's just like going to the gym or doing anything else. The first time right. you do it, you're sore. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, communication was a big deal on my relationships, and that had a lot to do with my emotional state. If I felt like I couldn't communicate with somebody and I felt like I was always in the losing end of a mm-hmm. conversation or a negotiation, you know, what does that do? I feel worthless. I don't feel like I get my way. I don't know what the point is of being here. There's a lot of things that we end up in our heads about. There was a time when suicide was a real thought of mine, and I actually wrote out the note and was there. And I finally, the only thing that switched me over It wasn't my kids. It wasn't a life. It was just, I chose to be here. And that came from the spiritual enlightenment of knowing, oh yeah, this is a really exciting time. Yes, there's a lot of things that are fucked up in the world. Yes, there's a lot of things that I would like to see differently. And I felt like I was helpless to it. And how can you feel anything else when you're sick?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course you're going to feel that way. And I think a lot of people end up feeling so much despair in their life because what they've been feeling and experiencing has been going on for so long, and they don't feel like they've had any movement, or the movement, like with talk therapy or whatever else they're doing, the changes have been so, or what feels so insignificant, that they just feel that there's no point. And, you know, some people continue on that journey to a place where they decide no more. And then, you know, for the lion's share of people, they say, what's my next move? And they make it. And yes. I am glad that your what's your next move was moved you in a direction where you and I are having this conversation today, because what a magnificent conversation. And of course, there are 10 million other questions that go along with this. It's just really fascinating. And so, you know, as we bring this to the close, or to a close, you know, as you think about all the things that you've been through in your life and what you know and understand about the clients that you've worked with and just people in general, do you have any thoughts that you would share or insights that you would care to share about when you're in those situations, how to get yourself to a place where you can be thinking about what your next move is?
For me, it was all about, I can't give up. Mm-hmm. I can't give up. And I don't know exactly what the next move is, but I'm going to not look too far away. It's going to be something that I can do right now, even if it's just getting up out of bed, mm-hmm. even if it's just brushing my teeth, even if it's just making sure I reach out and call a person that I know loves me. Mm-hmm. It's like, if the small things is what gets you through those moments, even if it's just a damn good cry.
I love a good pity party.
You got to feel the pain sometimes to get through it. And then once you're like, oh, okay, I'm done with that. It's a, oh yeah, I chose to be here. All right. So what's my next move? And That's beautiful. Always something different. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what I love about what you just shared is, I've been thinking a lot about this recently, that sometimes all it takes in life when you're really feeling despair is a tiny little win. And if you can get a little win, it leaves you feeling that, yes, things are possible, but without that little win. And sometimes just getting out of bed is the win. And you have to sort of keep yourself in check about thinking that the wins in life have to be these big things, that it's like, oh, I made $1 million. I got the new job. I got this fancy car. I've got the greatest husband or wife in the history of ever, blah, 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 blah. But in fact, it is really keeping yourself focused on where you are right now and where can I have my next win or a win in this moment, so that it gives me the hope and belief, and resilience to be able to move forward and think about what their next move is.
Yes.
Beautiful. Excellent. Well, this has just been magnificent. My head is spinning and I'm just, you know, I've been thinking, okay, who all do I know? And when am I signing up for this? Because I have to know, because I'm just too fascinated by this. So for any of our listeners who would like to know more about what you're doing, to explore it further with you, to reach out and potentially have this done, where can they reach you?
Really easy. I have a free gift if they'd like to read more about and take a free thyroid assessment. It's on my website, theelevateinstitute.com/free gift.
And that's a thyroid assessment?
Yeah, it's just a conversation where I bridge the gap between the beauty treatments and the combination of beauty treatments that we can do that actually cover up signs of illness.
Ah.
And we just don't realize it.
Wow, that's magnificent. That's so awesome. So that's really excellent. And this, Eva, this has been really, really wonderful. And I'm looking forward to seeing how things are coming along with your clients. And then for any of our listeners, if they choose to contact you and do this themselves, I'm really curious about this, because I think anytime you can do something that does not involve you know, traditional medicine or prescriptions and so forth. If there's a way that you can do something to heal yourself, it means you're in control of your health and not the medical or pharmaceutical establishment. And that, to me, I'd much rather take my chances with myself and my own investigation and learning than trusting somebody who's seeing me along with 150 other people today and isn't really paying attention to what's going on for me and, you know, probably doesn't actually even care. And so I like this approach a whole lot. So we'll be having an offline conversation about this to be sure.
So yeah. I look forward to it.
Thank you again so much. This has been really delightful. Oh,
thank you for having me. This has been a joy to share and to be with you.
Excellent.
So, thank you.
It's been a real treat. So with that said, as I end every single episode, the question is always, what's your next move? I'm Arlene Battisil, and I'll be back with another episode.
Welcome to What's Your Next Move, the podcast for peak performers who are making things happen but are running into roadblocks that prevent them from getting what they want. Whether you work for someone else, you're an entrepreneur, thinking about starting your own business, or at a point in your life where you just can't make the move from where you are to where you want to go, you're in the right place. This podcast is all about answering one question, what's your next move, and helping you harness your power so your next move is the one that changes your life. I'm your host and resident provocateur, Arlene Battisil, and I want to know, what's your next move?